Thank you for contacting customer support. My name is Lucy. Can I have your zip code to pull up your account, please?
17015.
17015.
Yes.
Your first and last name?
It's Esther, E-S-T-H-E-R. Herb, E-R-B.
Thank you for your name. And for security purposes, can you verify your address for me?
1512 Newville Road. Carlisle, Pennsylvania. 17015.
Thank you. Pulling up your account, I do see where you made a purchase for our Prime Wireless earbuds. How could I assist you today?
Well, we got some recurring charges here or something that came up, a $62.95 charge and a $43.98 charge that just is pending today.
Let's see here. Looking over your account, it shows when that purchase was made, January 20th, that was a promotional trial the company was offering, where the company ships out the product to the customer for the shipping and handling costs for 14 days to give them some time to try the product out, to see how it works for them or see if it's something that they like before being billed full price for that product. The charges you see on your account, that's full price for those earbuds you purchased on January the 20th.
Which amount?
The $62.95 and the $43.98. You purchased two set of earbuds. One was $5.95 shipping and handling, and the other was a discounted shipping and handling for $4.97. The earbuds were full price for $62, and the discounted price was $43.
Okay. So that $5 that she was billed initially, the $19.95.
The $5 she was initially billed for those two products, that was the shipping and handling cost that she only had to pay for the trial that we were offering. And the $20, it looks like she ordered a watch and a fitness tracker.
Well, see, that's just it. I was talking to her, and when she only wanted the earbuds, and all this other stuff was added on after she hit.
I'm not sure. Before proceeding through checkout, there was a box she could have unclicked, or she could have called us today. She could have called us the day of the purchase and say, hey, there was something on my order I didn't take off. Could you take that off for me? And we would have been glad to assist her with something that she didn't want. It looks like she received all these products.
Yeah, well, we're not going to get charged again, are we?
No, sir, that's a full price. This is not a reoccurring charge.
Yeah, and we'll never be doing this again because obviously it's a scam.
All right, was there anything else that I could assist you with? Yes, sir.
So there's no way we can get our money back, or is it?
You can ship that product back to receive a full refund. The company will, well, once the warehouse receives that product, it's going to be a 10% restocking fee, but you can return that product to receive a full refund besides the 10% restocking fee.
Okay,
and that'll probably be like $9,
$10,
if that much. And I can issue that RMA. Give me one moment. Let's pull up your RMA.
Well, we'll probably ship one set back.
And keep a pair?
Yeah. And there was a Fitbit added on that she didn't order, too. I mean,
she can reserve that as well.
Okay, do you have the RMA number?
Yes, sir. Let's see, can we pull that back up? Let's see. RMA 6, E as in Edward, A as in Apple, E as in Edward, D as in Delta, D as in Dog, 1, 0, 5, F as in Frank, 7, Delta.
Is that it?
Yes, sir. Did you need the return address or did you have the original package?
I need a return. Go ahead and give me the return address.
P.O. Box 500, Buffalo, New York 14212.
14212. And what's the name? Is it the what's the name of the company?
Prime Wireless.
Prime Wireless. Okay, thank you.
Thank you for contacting customer support. You enjoy the rest of your day.
Yep.